That one's better.
For some families, like the Villarreals, there's no substitute for a live Christmas tree.
Just, you know, watering it every day. And just that smell, especially the smell of it in our home, just made it feel more Christmassy to us.
But that Christmassy smell can't compete with convenience, says Denise Shackleton, who bought real trees for years before switching to an artificial one.
It was just too much work to put the real tree on my car, get it into the house, all of that. It's totally for convenience.
It's estimated that between 75 and 80% of Americans who have a Christmas tree now have an artificial one. And the $1 billion market for fake trees is growing at about 4% a year, even though they can be reused again and again. And that's bad news for the nearly 15,000 U.S. farmers growing Christmas trees, including fourth-generation tree farmer Casey Grogan.
This end over here was Nordman fir, and we clear-cut that whole end. And this end over here is noble fir, and that was clear-cut as well.
That one?
He says okay. That even though 25 to 30 million trees are sold each year, he has watched about half the fellow tree farmers around him go out of business in the past decade.
We're an industry that would like to remain to be here and be around, and if everybody buys an artificial tree, we're not going to be here.
We're not making progress here.
You don't think so?
No.
To encourage young families to start a real tree tradition, the Christmas Tree Promotion Board launched a social media campaign this year with short movies on Instagram and Facebook.
How about that one?
I like this one.
This one's not bad either.
Look at this one, you guys.
Following real families as they hunt for the perfect tree.
You like this one?
Ooh. Cut it down. And decorate it. An evergreen seedling takes 8 to 10 years to grow to maturity. And while it's difficult to predict demand a decade out, tree farmers hope the enthusiasm for their harvest will grow as well. And more American families will make real Christmas memories with a real tree. Faith Lapidus, VOA News.